Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In our second reading, as Paul addresses the Philippian believers, he tells them, have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. Yes, to have that mind of Christ, that attitude of Christ, as it were, that perspective on life and a perspective on others that we saw in Jesus and what he displayed for us. And of course, his attitude, his mind was one of humility, humbleness, as Paul goes on to share what that humility would eventually lead to. There was one day in Matthew's Gospel in the 20th chapter where the mother of the sons of Zebedee, James and John, had come to Jesus, and she asked of Jesus, when you come into your kingdom, can my sons sit one at your right and one at your left? Can they have those places of honor, those seats of recognition as you come in your kingdom? And of course, Jesus said they were not his to give. Only the Father would assign those seats. But then he went on to say, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. That was the attitude that Jesus had. Even though he was very God, come down into the form of that baby in Mary's womb as he became one with us, yet he humbled himself as he came to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. As we enter into this Holy Week, we remember the giving of his life, how Jesus humbled himself, became obedient to the will of his Father, even obedient to death, death on a cross. Yes, his obedience is our focus as he went and carried out the will of the Father to save us, to ransom us from sin and death and hell. His obedience for us, the disobedient. How often do we disobey God's will? And it was for us, the disobedient ones, that Jesus was obedient to the will of the Father. Yes, how often are we disobedient? We let people and possessions crowd God out of our life as we erect our own personal idols, and they're the focus of our attention and devotion and even resources as we plow everything into them and into those things rather than offering everything to our Lord who's given us life. And how often do we dishonor his name rather than respecting it and using it in praise and thanks? How often does our worship and devotion falter? And what are those murderous thoughts we've had toward others, those covetous desires, and we see the possessions and things that others have, and we wish that we could have them, but we can't because we don't have the finances, but that doesn't stop us from desiring them and wanting them. And sadly, maybe some have even been led to take those things by force. Yes, time and again, we disobey the will of God, his desire for us. We're like that disobedient child that knows better but still does it anyhow, time and again. But thankfully, we have one who is the obedient one, who is obedient to the law and will of God to every last point where we ourselves fail to, as he kept the law perfectly in our place and in our stead, as he was obedient to the Father in all things. And even now, during Holy Week, where we remember and see that obedience, the events of Holy Week, they were not orchestrated by the Pharisees and the chief priests. No, the events that happened during Holy Week were already laid out in God's plan there in the Garden of Eden when he provided skins for Adam and Eve to cover the nakedness and shame of their sinfulness. When he gave to them that promise of one from the woman's offspring who would come and crush Satan's head, but in the process suffer wound and injury himself. Yes, the process that Jesus would endure to carry out the will of the Father for us, a plan that was laid into place already there in the Garden of Eden. And so Jesus, humbled himself. Even though he was God himself, he humbled himself and became that servant, that suffering servant that Isaiah the prophet describes. And we'll hear that message about him on Good Friday as we hear that reading from Isaiah the prophet. As he humbled himself, became that servant for our sake, as we see the mistreatment that he endured for us, the abuse, the mockery, the nakedness as he is stripped naked and nailed to a cross, and as the soldiers gambled for his garments and divided them amongst themselves. And the spectacle that he was there hanging from the cross as they mocked him. You saved others, save yourself and us, one of the thieves cried out. And others too mocked him and saying, if you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. And he could have, anytime he wanted to. But it was his love for you and I that kept him nailed there, as he served for our sake, giving his lifeblood for us. For it was through that perfect death on the cross of that innocent Lamb of God slain for us that the ransom has been paid in full. The debt for all of our disobedience has been erased. The record books of heaven have been wiped clean, washed by the blood of Christ. Sin, our sins no longer accuse us, as Christ has paid the price in full. As he said from the cross, it is finished. He's been obedient to the Father's will to the very last. And his body was taken down by Joseph of Arimathea and hastily laid away in a tomb. And next Sunday we'll celebrate, though, that they found that tomb empty because he was raised from the dead and is alive even now. That God exalted him and brought him back to life again on that third morning and bestowed on him that name that is above every name, that name of Jesus as Savior and Lord. And the day is coming when every knee in heaven and on earth and under the earth will bow before him, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Yes, that last day, judgment day, when everyone will kneel before him. Even Satan, finally acknowledging his defeat, will bow before the one who was crucified for us. And even those who have denied him during their life will still have to bow before him as they die in unbelief. But those who have acknowledged him and received him as Savior, yes, we'll bow before him in thanksgiving with thankful hearts. We'll be like those in John's vision of heaven, as we heard last Sunday, those clothed in white robes, washed in the blood of the Lamb, there with their palm branches in their hands, praising God, giving thanks to the Lamb seated on heaven's throne, as we bow in thanksgiving before him. Seeing that example of humility and service and humbleness, Paul says, as God's people, show that humility and servanthood to others. Have that same mind in you that was in Christ as you reach out to others in love and service to them. In the name of Jesus, that one who became a servant, humbled himself, not to be served, but to serve for us, as he gave his life as a ransom for us. Indeed, we bow before him and acknowledge the gifts he gives to us. And we look forward to that day when we'll bow before him with thankful hearts as he welcomes us home at last. Amen. And now may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.